McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman reporting. Russia now claims its airstrike killed an ISIS leader. Russia's defense ministry says its airstrike killed the Islamic State Group spokesman and chief strategist. According to the Associated Press, the defense ministry says in a statement that its intelligence has confirmed that a Russian airstrike on Aleppo province killed 40 IS militants, including spokesman Abu Muhammad al-Adnani. His death is a major blow to the extremist group, which has been on the retreat in Syria and Iraq. The United States said it launched an airstrike targeting al-Adnani in the Syrian city of al-Bab, which is northeast of Aleppo. Pentagon Press Secretary Peter Cook said on Tuesday the U.S. was still assessing the results of the strike. Al-Adnani persistently called for attacks against the West. Turkey says it will not stop its military offensive in northern Syria until all threats are removed. Turkey launched the offensive last week, targeting Islamic State militants as well as U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters that the Turkish government considers linked to the Kurdistan Workers' Party rebels at home. Clashes between the Turks and the Kurds have further complicated an already complex situation in Syria, where the government has received support from Iran, Russia, and Lebanon-based Hezbollah militants, while the U.S. and other Western powers backed rebel fighters. Turkey's Prime Minister Binali Yildirim told reporters, until terrorist groups and threats against our borders and citizens are removed, our operation will continue. Earlier Wednesday, Iran called for a quick end to Turkey's military offensive in northern Syria, saying the continued presence of Turkish forces will only escalate the conflict. This is VOA News. The U.S.